to the Hygge Planner Show, episode number 55. Your 8-minute break to make the Danish way of life simple and craft a life that looks like you. Cozy, homey and confident. And yes, this is an updated version. Maybe I won't keep it, by the way. In this week's episode, I'm answering Sky's question. And I love to do that, by the way. It's how to start Hygge when you have a very small space to work with. Let's get started. First, I love answering questions from my audience or my followers. So thank you, Sky, for asking me this one. And if you want me to cover a special topic or if you have a question like Sky, send me an email at clientcare@thehyggeplanner.com. This link will be added in the podcast notes as usual. So let's back to the question, shall we? Living in a tiny space is something I've experienced when I was living in Switzerland. My apartment, I think, was about maybe 18 to 20 square meter. No washing machine allowed, not even a separate bedroom. Yeah, it was tiny. But I made it cozy and as comfortable as possible, and on a budget, of course. I was studying criminology, and as a student, I didn't have the right to work in Switzerland. So let's say my budget was very, very, very small, and I used a couple of tricks and tips from thrift stores, sustainability. So let's see what I can do and help for you. Tip number one, start by organizing your actual space. I came up to the conclusion that if there's too much stuff on shelves or outside the normal place they should be, you have a messy feeling inside. I mean, if there's too many things to decorate a space, you may get this feeling that it's cluttered even inside your brain, which is definitely not what you're looking for. And I'm not telling you to throw away everything or to purge or declutter to become a minimalist, but maybe you can just improve your actual organization. For example, I had boxes with my jewelry, so it didn't have to be everything outside, and it just saved me space, to be honest. And it was easier to find my earrings and to find my watch and so on, because everything was inside a box. And it was even cute to have this pile of boxes on top of the other. In my kitchen, I try to let my countertop as empty as possible, because in this apartment in particular, the space was so limited that I didn't have the space to have a microwave or even just a coffee maker. In my bathroom, I use pouches and boxes to organize the towels, and I have just one pouch for all my makeup, so it was easy to find and easy to organize as well, which forces me to regularly clean and tidy things up so it stays as organized as possible. And right now, while I'm recording, I'm just doing the same thing on my office desk, and I've got big pot for all my my pencils and for all my highlighters, and everything has its own place, and there's a place for everything. So there's nothing messy, there's nothing weird around, it's just the way it's supposed to be. Tip number two, be strategic with what you want to create. So it may seem more like a rhetoric tip, but it's definitely something interesting to consider. especially when your space is a little tiny, or if you don't want to go all in and do a big revamp for your entire apartment or your entire home. So start by brainstorming, what does it mean for you to have a hygge space? Is it just for fun? Is it just to have a decor? Is it just because it's trendy? Is it just because you love Scandinavian inspired design? What's the main reason? What's the big why behind your dream to have this hygge space? By the way, there's no right or wrong answers. Do what seems to be good for you. I'm not here to judge. If you just want to have hygge because it's trendy, I mean, go for it. I may not be the best people, the best person to follow as you move on, because if you live in a decor, you're just being like an actor performing a play. When the play is over, we toast the decor and that's it. Everything's done and over. But if you're looking to build this sense of external comfort zone with a Scandinavian inspired design, that's great. That's totally awesome. And I truly believe that I can help you to move further. And by the way, it doesn't have to be a Scandinavian design. It may be like an industrial one, a shabby chic one, a more eclectic one, or a more oriental one. That's totally perfect. Another question that you may want to give it a go is, how do you want to feel inside this space? Is it a way for you to recharge? Is it a way for you to share with someone? Is it a way for you to enter in a so-called bubble so you can just rest and even maybe restore? Other questions is, are you doing it for you only, or will it include like your friends, your neighbors, your in-laws, family, significant others, kids, pets, you name it? Make a list of all the reasons why you want to hyggeify your apartment, and eventually it will clarify your mind and you'll get a better focus for the next step. Tip number 3, start with one space only. I would suggest you to start with what it's called a hygge-crock, as also known as hygge nook. Originally, a hygge-crock is something located on top of a window with big cushion, sometimes a blanket, so you can sit close to the window and look outside when it's already dark at 3 p.m. or maybe it's already snowing or there's a storm outside and you are just drinking your homemade soup or your cup of hot water, whatever. But you can just adapt the idea, and as long as you have at least one square meter, you can create your own nook. And I'm suggesting to gather a comfy chair or maybe just a portion of a couch, depending on what you already have. Don't buy something new. Just try to use what you already have. Maybe gather some pillows to add more fluffiness and comfort. Maybe grab a tiny basket or use a nightstand where you'll be gathering all you love to hyggeify your moment. It may be a blanket, it may be a sewing project, a book, some pictures, maybe a drawing board or some sketch notebook or whatever makes you feel at peace and calm and comfortable. If it's possible, try to have a good source of light. Being close to a window is always a good addition, but sometimes it's not possible, so do your best to have a good source of light. Maybe just changing the light bulb you have, and find some light bulb with maybe a warmer tone, or maybe with a little more lux, so you have more natural light in it, would do the trick. And it's not as expensive as we primarily thought. And it's not mandatory, but it's always be nice if you can have a candle near you. Or maybe, I know people love fairy lights, I'm definitely not into it, but I can see why they love and enjoy it. It could be also an electric candle if you've got pets or kids and you don't want to mess around with fires. Bear in mind that candles may pollute, quote unquote, your interior air, so open the window as often as possible and try to opt for soy wax or natural beeswax or something that are less loaded in chemicals and pesticides and other fancy things that could damage your brain and body. Think of this nook as your safe space where you can relax, rest, and be in your bubble outside this hectic world. Guess what? It is time to rewind. Remember that ego is way more than just a decor. It's a feeling to build and not to buy. As I shared and I will share over and over in Hygge Made Simple. Creating a cozy atmosphere doesn't mean spending thousands of dollars, pounds, euros in fancy decor or fancy furniture or decorations. If you want to learn a little more about home decor, I truly encourage you to listen to episode 51, where I share my review about a book called Designology by Sally Augustine. Until next Friday, keep it here.